Somebody shout hallelujah. Amen. I missed coming to getting to know this church when some years ago I ought to have attended the Kingdom Life Summit meeting of pastors which held here. But thank God I made it today. Amen. How many of you are glad you are in God's presence? There is no better place to be. Do you believe that? Praise Jesus. We've been well introduced. Hallelujah. Well, apart from my pastor, whom I know so well, it's glad in my heart to also see some people that I knew many years ago, all the way back to Sabo Baptist Church of Ogbomosho. I was trying to wonder where when I sat here, I knew it was Sabo, right? And my sister there. Praise Jesus for keeping you. Praise God. My family has been introduced, but let me just hasten to say that it's not just me and my family. Praise Jesus. We also came with the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. We should expect great things to happen in this place this morning. Close your eyes and let your right hand be on your chest. And say, come, Holy Spirit, breathe upon my life. Breathe upon my portion and destiny afresh. Come, Spirit of life in Christ Jesus, breathe upon my body. Make my body altogether whole. By the end of this service, let there be no pain found anywhere in my body. Let there be no weakness found anywhere in my body. Let there be no disease. Let there be no sickness. Let there be no affliction. Let there be no infirmity. From the crown of my head to the soles of my feet, breathe upon my body. Let the Holy Ghost come upon me with mighty healing, grace, and glory. Let the power of the highest invade and saturate every cell and fiber of my being from the crown of my head to the soles of my feet. Let every disease-causing spirit, let every sickness, pain, and weakness-causing spirit be destroyed and be cast out from my body and my life in Jesus' mighty name. Even while I yet listen to your word, let my healing come. Let the pain dissolve. Let the weakness flee. Let the affliction die. Let the infirmity be paralyzed. And let your name alone be glorified. For in Jesus' name we have prayed. We are living in exciting times. Exciting times. We're all English speakers here, so I don't believe I have to define every word. And we don't have too much time anyway. We are living in exciting times. These are the last days. I am sure beyond any doubt that there is no knowledgeable Christian that will fail to agree that these are the last days. These are the days the prophets spoke about. These are the days the Lord Jesus spoke about. And if we know anything about the last days, we must know that they are ordained to be days of great darkness, days of great danger, days of great evil. For it says, for behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and gross darkness the people. We are living in days marked with an increasing measure of such spiritual and physical wickedness, the likes of which humanity has never before experienced. We are living in days characterized by such depths of moral depravity, such depths of sexual looseness, the likes of which will cause even the Sodomites of Sodom and Gomorrah to turn in their graves. Evil is walking the streets. Human life has lost its sacredness. All over the world, people created in the image of God are being slaughtered like fowl. These are dark days. There are days of great evil. There are days of great danger. But at the same time, there are days of great glory. There are days of great light. There are days ordained for mighty exploits in the kingdom of God. These are the days when men and women within and without the kingdom, by reason of the dwelling of Christ the King in his house among his people. These are the days when humanity will behold such great grace and glory being poured forth from heaven and being released and made manifest through the lives of the saints who are holding on in total trust and confidence, not only in the power of the Most High God, but in his love towards them. Because listen to me, that which will keep you in these days of increasing evil is not just your knowledge or your appreciation of God's power. It is first and foremost in your consciousness of the love of the Father towards you. I will never forget the day my heart was smitten when I read Jesus saying in the book of John, before he went to the cross, he said, the Father loves you just as much. I said, what are you talking about, Jesus? The Father does not love me any less than he loved Jesus of Nazareth. Wow. From the day I saw that, all human beings on earth, all angels on high, will never be able to come together to convince me that God does not love me. I am the apple of his eye. He loves me like crazy. It is because he loves me like crazy, that is why his power is guaranteed to keep me. You see. You will always be on fire to protect and to preserve the thing that you love the most. Is that not so? Oh, I am the object of his love. So the Bible says a person like me is kept by the power of God, yet through faith. Those who believe in him, who hold on in these days of evil, manifesting an unshakable trust and confidence in him, are those concerning whom it is written, the people that do know their God, they shall be strong and shall do exploits. Exploits in every area and arena of life. Exploits in their academics. Exploits in the business world. Exploits in their career. Exploits in ministry. The people that do know their God. For it will not be possible for darkness to prevail over them. It will not be possible for evil to gain the victory over the purpose and plan of God concerning their lives. For their hands are held on to the hands of the Most High. They can't fall. They can't fail. They can't be defeated. For it has been ordained eternally that darkness will never be able to comprehend the light. But that shall be the portion only of those who are able to say, in your light, we see light. That shall be the portion of only those who are able to confidently say, we look unto him and our faces are lightened. We will never be ashamed. That will be the portion of those who look unto him. Is somebody hearing me this morning? Yes, these are days of great evil and danger and darkness. But they are also the days that God Almighty has ordained that humanity shall experience such a demonstration of the miracle-working power of God that shall surpass anything that men saw through the life and the ministry of Moses, that shall surpass everything that men saw through the life and the ministry of the disciples, of the apostles, of the early church. We are about to come into the experience of such power, the likes of which the earth has never seen before. Mighty, jaw-dropping manifestations of God's miracle-working power is about to hit the earth. We are beginning to see little signs and droplets of it. Hear me. The last time I checked, the devil will not win. Yes, these are days of increasing evil and danger and darkness, but at one and the same time, they're the days that it has been ordained we are to expect and now with God to see a massive harvest of souls like humanity has never seen before come rushing into the kingdom. The Bible says in Isaiah chapter 2 that this house of the Lord, Zion, shall be exalted above all of the mountains and all men shall flow into it. We are stepping into those days. Oh, you look at what is happening today in the Arab world and among the Muslims, and you think, we will never be able to win them for Christ. Irony, you don't know what you're talking about. Today, Muslims all over the world are being won for Christ more than they have ever been won before since the world was created. And the number one way God is reaching out to them is through dreams and visions, because he knows you are too afraid to go. Dreams and visions. They are coming to faith in Christ. And it's one of the reasons why the God of Islam is teared up with anger. Because more and more and more of his sons and daughters have been won to the cross. I am another and I know what I'm talking about. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We are living in exciting days. We are living in exciting days. Very exciting days. Can you just flag Matthew chapter 24 for me? Matthew 24:14. It says this gospel of the kingdom. This gospel of the kingdom. This gospel of the power of God. This gospel that seeks to demonstrate that God is ruler over all. That Jesus is King of kings and Lord of lords. This gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations. Then shall the end come. Then shall the end come. In the original Greek, where it says, for a witness, what it talks about there is with evidence. Somebody say, with evidence. The gospel shall be preached with evidence. With evidence that will prove that Jesus is alive. Somebody say, power. That is right. The last days are the days of the increase of God's power. The last days are the days of the massive ingathering of souls into the kingdom. The last days are those days where the people of God and the people outside of the church shall be willing to serve God because of the benefits that flow from his power. Thy people shall be willing in the day of thy power. Unbelievers shall flow into the house of God in the day of his power. Because they will know there is no solution out there. The solution is in Zion. Hallelujah. The solution is in Zion. The city of the Most High. The place of purity and holiness. The place of deliverance and healing. The place of breakthrough. Zion. The house of God and the people of God will become an eternal attraction. Get ready. Get ready. When I look at the world, this is what I see. I am excited. But you see this duality. And you say, how can this be possible? At one and the same time, increasing evil and danger and darkness. At the same time, increasing light and glory. Why is it so? You forget the Bible says in the end time, just when sin is abounding, grace shall even much more abound. You will always have this. Just when wickedness is abounding, even more, the Bible says, even more. God will always be 1,000 miles ahead of the devil. God will always be 1,000 miles ahead of the devil. He's causing sin to abound. God is causing grace to abound even much more. We can't be defeated unless we are unserious. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If you're a student of literature, you would know that Charles Dickens, in one of his most famous books, he started the book. Imagine starting a book with this sentence. It was the best of times. It was the worst of times. How can you have the two at the same time? It was the best of times. But at the same time, it was the worst of times. It depends on your perspective. Those who see it as the best of times, they are lifted up to heights of glory and grace. Those that see it as the worst of times are depressed and stressed, and they become meat for the enemy. It all depends on your perspective. How do you see? How do you see? You see demons all around you. I see angels all around me. How do you see? You see darkness all around you. I see light all around me. How do you see? You see shame and a pot all around you. I see glory all around me. How do you see? When a woman of the world, a woman that is into spiritism, like Oprah Winfrey, will say, I have looked into the future. It is so bright that it burns my eyes. Should I say that again? She said, I have looked into the future. She was talking about her future. She said, it is so bright, it burns my eyes. You with Jesus in your life, what are you seeing? What are you seeing? You will get what you see. As far as your eyes can see, so shall be your coast. What seest thou? Now listen to Prophet Isaiah. He says, arise, shine, for thy light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. At what time? In what season? In what kind of atmosphere? Arise, shine, for your light is come. The glory of the Lord is risen upon you. For behold, darkness shall cover the earth, and gross darkness the people. But, oh gee, the Lord, somebody say the Lord, shall arise upon you. His glory shall be seen upon thee. Help me ask your neighbor, what do you see? Do you see light and glory, or you only see darkness? You have many Christians that are living in fear. Before the end of this service, that fear and yourself will be eternally separated. You face your future with total confidence. You face tomorrow with confidence. You're not moved by what you see. You're not moved by your present circumstances. You're moved by the word and the will and the purpose of God. You may not have today, but that doesn't say you won't have tomorrow. You may be scrounging at the bottom of the barrel today, but that doesn't mean you will not be feeding 1,000 people before the end of this year. You may be crying and praying, God, raise destiny, help us to help pay my children's school fees today. But that doesn't mean that that child that is being helped through school today will not be an employer of thousands of people tomorrow. Arise, shine. Your light is come. Darkness shall cover the earth. Gross darkness, the people. But the Lord. One day I made a study. It took me almost 1 week. The buts of God, I call them. B-U-T, the buts of God. This is one of them. But the Lord. That is a game changer, sir. Any day. The Bible says, out of envy, Joseph's brother sold him into slavery, but God was with Joseph. Jesus of Nazareth was crucified and buried, but God raised him. Somebody came into this sanctuary sick, oppressed today, but that the Lord is healing you right now. He's healing your body right now. So I prefer to see these days as the days ordained for the most astonishing kingdom exploits. By raising up the outpouring of the light and glory of God. Thy people shall be willing in the day of thy power. And these people that know their God shall not only be strong in the face of darkness and evil, they will be valiant. The men and women of valor, they shall be known for great exploits. They are the kinds of people that will be heard saying to a man that is downtrodden, a man that is desolate and that is about to give up, there is a lifting up. There is a lifting up. Why? Because he knows his God. In the year 1939, Smith Wigglesworth, that great man of a great God, whom God used spectacularly all over the world, working all manner of signs and wonders and miracles, including raising at least 20 people from the dead. The first was his wife. She died, he said, no way. She had been dead one full day. He was away preaching. He came back, he said, no, God, I'm not releasing her. He entered into his bedroom with his wife. She was laid out on the bed. He had somebody with him to help him. You know, they just took her dead body and just made her stand straight against a wall. And he commanded her spirit to return into her body. He said, no, I don't release you. She sneezed and came back to life. And she was saying, no, Smith, please let me go. It's better there than it's here. Let me go. I don't want to stay here. And he was weeping like a baby. And then Jesus appeared in a vision to him and said, let her go. Jesus was practically begging him. Let her go. After that, God used him to raise at least 19 more people from the dead. In the year 1939, God gave him this vision. I quote, he says, I see the greatest revival in the history of mankind coming to planet Earth. It will be the greatest revival the world has ever seen in the end times. It is going to be a wave of the gifts of the Spirit. The ministry gifts will be flowing on this planet Earth. He says, and I see every form of disease here. Oh, may every form of disease in this house be healed this morning. He says, I see whole hospitals emptied with no one there. Even the doctors are running down the streets shouting. They can't believe it. There will be untold numbers of uncountable multitudes that would be saved. So much that no man will be able to say so many, because nobody will be able to count those who come to Jesus. So many. No disease will be able to stand before God's people. It will be a worldwide situation, not local. A worldwide thrust of God's power and God's anointing upon mankind. We're living in very exciting days. I am excited to be a part of these days. To be a part of what God is doing in these end times. Kenneth Hagin, another mighty man with a mighty God, in a visionary prophetic encounter before he died, the Lord Jesus appeared to him and spoke the following words to Kenneth Hagin. He said, all the gifts of the Spirit will be in operation in the church in these last days. And the church will do greater things than even the early church did. Can you believe that? I say this sometimes, even among pastors, and you see people, because they are busy praying to be like the apostles of the early church. It says the glory of the latter house shall be more than the former. I don't pray to be like Peter, John, and Paul. There are things about them I want to emulate. But they don't walk in the kind of power. I don't see them walking in the kind of power that God has ordained and prepared and made ready for me. He has made ready for me a greater place of power. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It will have greater power, signs and wonders than we are recorded in the Acts of the Apostles. That's right. It said more and more miracles will be performed in the last days, which are just ahead. For it is time for the gift of the working of miracles to be made to be more in prominence. We now have entered, Jesus said to him, into the era of the miraculous. Let me just bring this down and apply it to somebody here. This might just be the healing somebody here needs. We are living in exciting days. Days of great evil, danger, and darkness. Days of great light and great glory. But one other aspect of the darkness and the danger and the evil is a syndrome of distractions. These are days of great distractions. In 1997, while speaking at a minister's conference in Kampala, Uganda, Pastor Tunde Pakare said these words to those ministers. He said, "The devil does not need to kill you physically." Is somebody listening? The devil does not need to kill you physically. All he needs to do is to destroy many, is to replace their God-given dreams with other pursuits and purposes. He knows that if you step into the dead center of God's exact purpose and plan for your life, you will shine. So he will bring distractions. He will bring diversions. He will bring deviations. Designed to move you into some other area where he knows God has not ordained and provided for your shining. So yes, you have God in your life, but you are living a lackluster life. Yet you have God in your life, but you are not experiencing the ultimate of God's goodness that has been ordained for you. Why? Because you are not walking in the perfect will of God. And more we are having a generation of the youth who are too lazy to seek God's face for that which God has ordained for their lives. What am I talking about? They are even too lazy to seek God's face until God reveals himself to them concerning whom God has ordained to be their spouse. Many are just picking anything that comes. Very dangerous. Very dangerous. Satan is in the business of bringing distractions and deviations and diversions. Because he does not want you to have God's best for you. What is the simple meaning of the glory of God? I will answer it from the Bible. When Moses cried out, saying, "Lord, show me your glory," God Almighty said, "I will pass by and show you all of my goodness." What is the glory of God in its most simple definition? The goodness of God. The goodness of God. When you depart by reason of satanic distractions and deviations from that which God has mapped out for you, you step out of the realm of God's perfected goodness. You walk in the place where you struggle. allow yourself to be distracted. The avenues of distraction are so much in this end time of increasing evil. Social media has made our lives better, but at the same time, it has made our lives worse. It has become, for instance, an avenue for the enemy to fulfill his end time purpose of increasing sexual looseness and moral depravity. The spirits of lust, spirit husbands and spirit wives are being distributed just by people holding on to social media and going through all kinds of pictures and all kinds of pornographic stuff all over the place. You cannot open your computer or laptop or iPad anymore without within 5 minutes coming across a nearly or completely naked lady or naked man. And when you continue to feast on that, sir, you will soon be a serious candidate for deliverance. Oh, I know what I'm talking about. A relation many years ago, a teenager, just finished secondary school, a friend of hers came to visit her. Just like your daughter, and they just go to your daughter's room, your teenage daughter's room. This one had a BlackBerry. And she was browsing a pornographic site. This one said, what are you so occupied with? She snatched the phone and she saw, and she became interested. She said, leave the phone with me overnight. The mother didn't know. So this one continued to browse through the night, and then she went to some kind of satanic, you know, site. There are all kinds of occultic sites. And while she was browsing this site that was basically demonic, she said something jumped out of the phone and entered into her. In Kaduna, about 4 years ago. Her deliverance took about 1 week in a church. Something jumped, she saw the thing jumping out of the BlackBerry phone. Entered into her. Days of evil. We hold on to God and we'll never be victims. It is a time to learn to say no to every juicy offer that flashes across your face that is not in the will of God for your life. You must learn to say no. 1,000,001 things I say no to. People want me to do 1,000,000. I say no, I'm not called to do that. I won't do that. I won't do that. It is a time to be a man of one thing. A man of one thing. Check your Bible from Genesis to Revelation. Those who got to a place of great greatness in God were a people of one thing. After God called Moses, you couldn't get Moses to be involved in any other thing but the purpose and plan of God for the deliverance of Israel. That was the only thing. No diversion, no destruction. Hallelujah. We hear Paul the apostle. This one thing I do. I'm a man of one thing. Sold out to a particular cause of life. So he was able to say at the end of his days, I have run the race, I have kept the faith. Now there remains a crown. This was a man that could not be distracted. This was a man that learned to say no to 1,000,001 other things. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. One day, I was just meditating on this. About how, I mean, we ought not to dabble in too many things and just stick to the thing that God has called us to. Look, I cannot tell you how many people have tried to get me to get into business. Get into business. Especially since I came out from pastor and said, get into business. Somebody offered to register a company for me in Abuja. I said, I don't want it. They say, all these Pentecostal guys that is out there making their money, they have businesses. This one, he was mentioning names here and there. I said, well, I don't know what God told them about them. I know what God told me about me. I won't run somebody's race. I will run my race. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jesus. Don't be angry if you come and I say, no. I won't even allow you to finish. I'll say, no, thank you. I was meditating the other day and I chanced upon this. You see, the scattered rays of the sun produces what we call light. Huh? The scattered rays of the sun, when the sun is shining, the rays are just scattered everywhere. They produce what? Somebody say light. But when the rays of the sun are focused on a particular spot, they produce fire. They produce what? That's right. The power of concentration, the power of focus. When the rays are scattered, it's light. Everybody sees the light. But when they are focused and concentrated, fire. You shall not be distracted. You shall not be distracted. One of the great fathers said the other day, he said, you can't spend almost the whole day watching television and think you can get up the next minute and bind and cast out devils. A lot of the things you have been watching are devils. How can you get up and bind devils? Hallelujah. We are living in exciting days. It depends on what you see, and it depends on how you are positioned. Hallelujah. These are days of great signs and wonders and miracles. If you're here, you have been told that you have a problem with an organ of your body. I couldn't care if they have told you that the thing has died, or they have booked you for an operation, an organ in your body. Let me see your hand up. Maybe your heart, maybe your kidney, maybe your liver. Quickly, we don't have time. Quickly. Is anybody here? You have a problem with a particular organ of your body. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You're suffering from pain, excruciating pain, your back. Your back. Stand up quickly. Quickly. I'm not talking about stroke victims. Come out here quickly. Quickly. But what's the matter?
Occasionally I have pains at my back, and it will run for about 1 to 2 minutes. Excruciating, and it will go.
Huh?
It's been so long.
Do you feel the pain right now? How will you know if he has healed, if he heals you? How will you know? What is it you've not been able to do before? For all this time? Touch your toes 3 times. That will be the end of it. You will never experience it again. Up. Up, down, again, again, again. Hallelujah. Loosed now, foul spirit. In Jesus' mighty name. It's over. It's over. What about you?
Yes, at the back of my, as my back, if I want to bend down, I will feel the pain inside. So we went, it was yesterday morning, we discovered it. Then we went to the hospital. Yes, yesterday morning. Uh-huh. So we went to the hospital yesterday. So I complained to them. They just gave me paracetamol. But now I'm still feeling the pain a little bit.
You're feeling the pain?
Where? Just there. Just there. Jesus. Are you pregnant? Huh? Are you pregnant? Okay. Touch your toes and lift up your hands 3 times and he heals you. He heals you while you do that. The pain goes. The pain goes now. Now the pain goes out. Now, Jesus' mighty name. Jesus' mighty name. Any pain? Huh? It's gone. Huh? You can't feel it. Yeah, it's gone. You're surprised. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Asthma, ulcer, pneumonia, bronchitis. Anybody here? Quickly. Anybody? Couldn't care if you were born with it. Why does it take you forever to come out? Please, somebody, come help me move this. Just move this. I know we are Baptists, but this is Jesus now. This is Jesus. Come. What is it, my daughter? I want somebody. I want somebody to come help me here.
Ulcer.
Ulcer. Where is the place of the pain? Uh-huh. You're not feeling it, but you've had it for how long?
8 years now.
8 years. I didn't tell you to go. Press it hard. Is the pain there?
No.
It's gone. What do you feel in your chest? Okay? No pain. Give God the praise. Give God the praise. What about you, sir? Huh? Ulcer, where's the pain? Lift up your hands. Goes. Press your chest. You can't?
I can't feel it again.
Jesus is wonderful. My sister there. You, come. Yeah, come. I asked for somebody here to help me. Where is that somebody? Pastor, where is that somebody? I need two people here. What are you praying about?
We are praying.
I'm just praying.
About what? Let's have a lady here. Come back. Lift up your hands. I connect you with the glory of God right now. In Jesus' name, let it be unto you according to all of the will of the living God because of your self-denying prayer.
Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Diabetes, what about you? Respiratory difficulty. When I made a call for organ deficiencies, why didn't you? Oh, you just came in. You just came in. For how long?
Very long time. Since I was in secondary school, I've been experiencing it.
How do you feel now?
I'm okay now. Just come and go, come and go.
How will you know when he has healed you? How will you know? What will you be able to do that you couldn't do before? Do the attacks come preferably in the morning or afternoon or night? Night. Lift up your hands. Say, Jesus, close your eyes. Have mercy on me. Take this affliction away. Let it never come again. And now, you foul spirit of infirmity, I charge you by the blood of the Lamb. Keep quiet. Come out of her body. Now. 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 Right now. If I now. Never again, never again, never again, never again. Diabetes. Anybody here diabetic? High blood pressure. For how long, ma? 6 years. Do you believe Jesus will heal you? Huh? Yeah. Lift up your hands. I bring to you and upon you the healing grace of Jesus. I command that you be made whole now. Amen. Keep quiet from the crown of your head to the soles of your feet. Be made whole. Amen. My sister, keep quiet. Just receive. By the blood of Jesus, I purge away every sign, every symptom, every motion and expression of high blood pressure from your body. Right now, they are purged away, flushed away by the blood of Jesus. I rebuke this infirmity by the blood of the Lamb, and I command that you are healed in Jesus' mighty name. Jesus, 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 Jesus. High blood pressure? High blood pressure? Huh? Have mercy on Mama, Lord. High blood pressure. Die in Jesus' name. I curse you by the blood right now. Die in Jesus' name. Every sign, every symptom, every expression, every motion of your presence in this body is flushed out now by the blood of Jesus. Mama, be made whole in Jesus' mighty name. Right now, right now, right now, right now, right now, right now, right now. High blood pressure. For how long? Two years. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Tell her to go up and down here 3 times and she'll be healed. Come on. 3 times. Jesus will heal you. 3 times. Let's put our hands together for Jesus. High blood pressure will disappear from your body. Mama will stand here and testify. You will stand here and testify. Quickly, 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 quickly. Jesus is taking it away. Go back. Go back. He's taking it away. He's taking it away. He's taking it away for the glory of his name. He's taking it away in Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Go back the last time. Jesus, you are good. Jesus, you are God. We worship you. We worship you. We worship you. We worship you. We give you praise. Let strength come into your body now. Let the life of God invade your body now in Jesus' mighty name. Father, we bless you. Father, we bless you. Mama, move your body. Move your body. Move your body. Move your body. Come on, faster, faster. Talk to her, talk to her. Talk to her, talk to her. Shake your body, shake your body. Shake your body, shake your body. Help me to ask her how she feels. She's okay. Yeah, Jesus has said, Jesus. Come on, come on, come on. Jump, jump, jump. No more weakness. No more weakness. Jesus has taken it away. In Jesus' mighty name. Father, we give you praise. Father, we give you glory. What are you guys doing with high blood pressure? You're too young. Huh? Hallelujah. Huh? You again.
my brother, actually, and the doctors said it's hereditary. Our dad died with our ailments. And we pray that God will heal us and make us point of healing for others in the family. In Jesus' name.
Well, but let me give you, let me tell you this. In God, there is nothing that is hereditary. That is just the lie of the devil through medical science. It's just a spirit of infirmity. It's a generational affliction. All right? It has nothing to do with medical science. That's why the minute they tell you something is hereditary, they are telling you they cannot heal it. They have to give it some kind of explanation. All right? It's a spirit. It's a curse of infirmity that is ravaging all through your bloodline. Hallelujah. But Jesus will stop it now. He will stop it as far as you and your own generation is concerned. In Jesus' mighty name. Take your glasses off. Take your glasses off. The Bible says the father shall not eat sour grapes and the teeth of the children be set on edge. The soul that sinneth, it shall die. It shall die. Stretch your hands towards this brother and invoke the healing glory of the living God upon him now. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Infirmity. I curse you by the blood of Jesus. I curse you by the blood of Jesus. I curse you by the blood of Jesus. We purge his blood from your home, from your presence, and we declare that as you come out, you are coming out not only out of his life, but you will not afflict his children and his children's children. In the name of Jesus, right now, in Jesus' name, come out. Hallelujah. Have you been taking drugs? Don't take them for the rest of this week. Come and stand here and testify on Sunday. All right? There'll be no adverse effects because you are healed. High blood pressure? Lift up your hands. Jesus. We curse this condition to its roots right now. Right now. Right now. By the blood of the Lamb, you foul spirit from the pit of hell, return to the place whence you came from. Return to hell right now. Go! Jesus, mighty name. Jesus, mighty name. Amen. From the crown of your head to the soles of your feet, let the blood of Jesus Christ purge and cleanse everything on fire but of your being right now. From every sign, from every symptom of this to that disease in Jesus' name. Be made whole now in Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Is there somebody here who finds it difficult to walk? You walk with difficulty. Anybody here? Are there people here who eat in the dream? Are there people here who dream and see that they have died? That's my last call.
or you have interaction with dead people, people you know are dead, come out quickly. That's the spirit of death. Death is calling you. Satan has ordained an appointment for you with death. But that appointment shall be canceled now. That covenant with death, that agreement with hell shall be disannulled now. Go on your knees, first of all, and tell God to deliver you. He has not given to you the spirit of fear. He says you shall live to a ripe good old age. He says the number of your days he shall fulfill. Tell the Lord to destroy that evil appointment between you and the spirit of death. Tell the Lord to cut off the umbilical cord that connects you with the spirit of death. That spirit did not come from him, so it must go. It must go. The blood of Jesus will chase it away. The blood of Jesus will chase it away. The blood of Jesus will chase it away. Do we have the anointing oil anywhere here? Do we have olive oil anywhere here? Pastor? It's in your office? The Bible says in Isaiah chapter 28, the agreement with hell shall be disannulled, the covenant with death shall be cancelled. Who has said a thing and it comes to pass when the Lord God Almighty has not spoken it? He has not spoken untimely death over your life. We stand against it in Jesus' name. It shall not prosper. It shall not flourish in Jesus' name. For where the word of the King of Kings is, there is power. And who can say unto him, what doest thou? He has spoken life over you. He has spoken longevity over you. Every power from the people of hell that is speaking contrary to what he has spoken shall be destroyed in Jesus' mighty name. You shall live. You shall not die. You shall live to a ripe good old age. The number of your days to the very last second the Lord your God shall fulfill. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Whosoever has ordained untimely death for you shall fall into the grave they have dug for you in the name of the Lord Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus. A life for a life, a soul for a soul. In Jesus' mighty name. Your God says, I am he that killeth and make it alive. Nobody else has the power to take your life. Nobody, 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 nobody. Evil does not have what it takes to comprehend the light. You are the light. You are the light. You are the light. And the light that is in you will rise up now and cast out the death that the enemy has been seeking to bring to your life in Jesus' mighty name. I bring you under the covering of the blood of the Lamb. I immerse you in the blood of Jesus. We immerse your spirit, your soul, your body. We immerse the entirety of your portion and your destiny in the blood of the cross of Jesus. We decree and declare by the blood of the Lamb of God that all evil, all evil, all evil, all evil stays away from you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. For it is Christ that died, who also ever liveth to make intercession for you. Right now he is speaking life, 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 life. Therefore, in his name, we destroy death, 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 death. Be destroyed in Jesus' mighty name. You shall live. You shall not die. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Stand on your feet and just lift up your hands and give him praise. While we still wait for the oil, I just want to lay hands on you with the oil. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah.
anointing of the valiant.
You shall not fear. You shall not fear. You shall not fear in the name of Jesus. For today, receive the grace of the anointing of boldness. From today, be made stronger on the inside than you are on the outside. From today, receive a thousandfold strength in the inner man. From today,
you face your life and your future with total confidence and trust in the love and the power of your God.
From this day,
go forth knowing that your future is glorious. Your future is bright. Your future is saturated and overflowing and overshadowed with the glory of the living God.
Darkness shall not comprehend the purpose and plan of God for your life. In the name of Jesus, darkness shall not comprehend your body. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And right now, I bring into every cell and fiber of your being, from the crown of your head to the soles of your feet, immunity, Holy Spirit immunity, against all pain, against all weakness, against all disease, against all afflictions, against all infirmity, against all bondage and oppression. In the name of Jesus, I terminate by the power of the living God the evil rule and lordship of every spirit of affliction and bondage and oppression in your life, in your body, in your destiny. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, be thou loosed, be thou loosed, be thou loosed in the name of Jesus.
Let everything that has been difficult for you to do become easy.
Let every height that the enemy or men have said you will never reach, I release to you today the grace and the power not only to reach that height but to surpass it in the name of Jesus.
They said to David, you will never come into Jerusalem. The Jebusites, they say, you will never come into Jerusalem. God had given him Jerusalem as a headquarters. The enemy only fights over what God has already given you. David said, we will see. Jerusalem became the city of David. That which they said will never be his portion. Today I speak concerning that thing that you know God has ordained for you. Today I speak concerning that promise that you find in scripture. It is for you that you are laying claim to. The enemy is contending against it and contesting it. The enemy is hard saying, it's a lie, irony, you will never get it. You will never get to that level. In the name of Yeshua HaMashiach,
I rebuke the voice of the enemy. I rebuke the voice of the enemy. I rebuke the voice of the enemy. I command the voice of the enemy to be rendered still and silent. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I frustrate his weapons of war. I diminish and degrade his power. And in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I drag him in total humiliation and defeat before you in Jesus' name. Step into your Jerusalem like David stepped into his. Step into your possession. Possess your possession. In the name of the Father. In the name of the Son, in the name of the Holy Ghost, the Lord your God is Jehovah El Perazim. He is the Lord God of breakthrough. Step into your breakthroughs. Step into your breakthroughs. Step into your breakthroughs on every side. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, receive grace. Receive grace. Receive grace. Receive grace to be what they say you will not be. Receive grace to do what they say you will never be able to do. Receive grace to become what somebody say you've never become. Receive grace to get to the level where they have vowed you will never get. Receive grace in the name of Jesus.
This day I command power to change hands. Over and over again, you see yourself being defeated, especially in your dreams.
You see yourself running for your life. But from this day, I stand as God's servant sent to the world. In the name that is above every name, for every heart that has believed the word that God has brought today, for every heart that is open even now to receive grace from God, I decree and I declare, power has changed hands. 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 Be defeated no more. Be defeated no more. From today, the Egyptians you have seen, you will not see them here for and forever. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, from today, the enemy that comes against you to defeat you, when he comes, he shall fall for your sake. He shall come one way. He will flee in several ways. In the name of Jesus Christ, you will see that you have the upper hand. Right now, I ask the Lord my God to exalt your horn like the horn of a unicorn. I ask the Lord my God to place a new anointing upon your head and upon your destiny. Therefore, I decree and I declare, from this day, you shall begin to see your desire upon your enemies that rise up against you. In the name of Jesus, therefore, I decree, from today, you shall begin to hear of the shameful end of every force of evil that rise up against you. In the name of Jesus, go forth and prosper. Go forth and be all that the Lord your God has ordained for you to be. There is no stopping you. Your future is so bright. Know that it is so bright. So bright it can cause your eyes to burn. In Jesus' mighty name. As bright as the shining sun. As bright as the shining sun. Father, we bless you. Receive all the glory and praise. For in Jesus' name we have prayed.